Can we imagine the making of a relationship to find solidarity with what may upset the lines of the body, the persons that question or that point their fingers, and the others that fight back in struggles of recognition on the street and in the back rooms? Can we imagine the making of a relationship with those that live outside on sheets of cardboard and piles of debris, the figures that brush past or that suddenly intervene, and those that wander without end, the relentless ones that remain, pulling at the edges, that stand firm and that sing or shout? Do not such voices urge us toward being not only ourselves, a being less and more of oneself? I to you, you to us, us to them. A fragile listening prompted by you who are over there, and that gives way to the desire to take up residence within an impossible territory, the shared property of the breathless and the unsettled, fleeting, tireless, rhythmed by movements strained with history and loss, the losing and the giving that resists and repairs, that finds a way. Such are the questions, the burdens that drive this writing, this movement of narratives and voices, the living dead occupying the bright streets and the deep imaginaries that set some adrift, each of which extends from and for others, punctuated by fragmentation, withdrawal, love, as well as shared life, and that leads toward the crafting of migrant languages and desires, these self-organized and pirated gestures, the secret meetings and the disalienated on the borders everywhere, the shout songs that vibrate the world. O my body, always make me a man who questions. Is this not the threadbare desire of the dissident, the dedicated, the enduring, and the restless that works at lines of possibility? Twisting, turning the lines of the body into constructs of affinity, experimentation, responsibility, improvised form, all this labor made to deepen the hours and the horizon of shared otherness. Tireless, rhythmed by vibrating thoughts and unfinished steps, with the broom handles held out to catch the messages sent over dirty networks. The movements that are a writing, a scratching, a gray economy, a walking alongside, with and into others, pinning up materials alongside the road and in the apartments, the schools and empty basements, unpacked and tacked together to drive forward new arrangements, diagrams scrawled into the sand, his hand trembling. Arguing for the paradigm of life, a going somewhere. The border is on me. It tracks me, profiles, and files me. I run to it. It pushes back. It won't leave me alone. It keeps track. It digitizes me. The biometry that I carry unknowingly. I am newly measured, my pigment like a map of pixels, bit by bit, increments of intrusion, extraction. The border is in the satellites, the airports, the mobile phone, It monitors my calls. It turns me into data. Data is my name, and data is my game. Data that I hold in my palm turn into stones to throw across ponds in deep forests and further across streets full of torn paper and silence. Stone by stone, like sculpted bits of bone, measured to the weight of my body, to replace my own, so I may run away, to return to myself as the border I may give in the making of pleasure. Can we imagine the making of a relationship, to find solidarity with what is so close, pressing, uninhabitable? Under the steps, on the streets, and on the skin, in the biological cell, to trace the sudden shape of being side by side, brushing past and scraping against, my breath taken away, by you, by this, this that is made from the indefatigable longing and agitation, the one that stops me in my tracks, pulls at my arm, wraps me in the soiled blankets, these communities that are nothing but themselves, and from which there is no return. Searching for other routes along worn paths and past the hotel rooms, with the empty windows and the trash that riddles the earth, chipped nails of a hand scratching to trouble the imperial logic with this unhomed matter and desire, brushing the dirt and the fuel and the plastic bags into forms, shelters, common notions, held out or up, beating into which we move, are moved, pushed by all these rhythms and questions, giving expression to an indigenous knowledge of the unwanted, the unchosen, and the held together, the generative chaos of now. The boy stands up and shouts, "Enough is never enough, it seems, what with the guns shoved down our throats and the screens that animate our suffering. I take back the life given to me and my friends. I take back the breath stolen from my generation. I take back the stinking city. This is ours now, and I give it the name, the open city, like a boat trafficking the plight of the open body, this one that loves beyond the limits. And all that falls and is picked up in lyrics, sung, as the day loses itself in the black clouds and blue smoke, and that he gives, reaching, remembering, wishing, making, as he must, and which I overhear, like a lost refrain draped over the window, casting us in shadow, draped over my shoulders, pulled tight, capturing the shape of mutuality. No, the shape of this emergence, this peripheral being. Oh, my body, oh, my body, the dirty boots, the soft ideas he leaves behind.